Just going to go through setting up on the Frankie Flair machine, which is very, very similar to the Jura's and the Cafe Swiss, but just setting up a couple of the drink options on there. Again, if you've listened to any of the other podcasts, very, very similar is you've, with select product on the, as the main display showing, just open the flap, hold the program button in until you hear it bleep. And then on the Frankie Flair in particular, the first thing that comes up is for the product. So again, that's what we want to go into. So we're just going to press the program button once just to say to go into that particular submenu. And then the first menu that comes up is press product key. So it's asking us to press the product that we want to then change. We went through earlier, but I'll just sort of recap on setting up the espresso or a black coffee. Both are very, very similar in the menu because it's only really the coffee side. There's no milk involved. So we're just going to set up a coffee this time. So press the coffee key. So it comes up button coffee. Press the program to say that's the one you want to go into. And then just first thing that comes up if you're using the plus key and going round that way is the fill level. I've got shown here 80 millilitres because I've got it shown in millilitres. But if I wanted to go in and change that, I'd press the program button in once again until it bleeps, and then just go in with the plus and minus and just change the setting until it's at the level that I'd like. So again, I've just sort of played around with that. I've just changed it down to 75, and I'm just going to press the program key in again just to say to accept that. That stops flashing, and then I'm just going to move around again with the plus key. Next is the coffee quantity. If I go into that, it just gives me a sort of a scale, if you like, from minus all the way through to plus. It doesn't give you an actual gram size, though, you know, average coffees tend to be 7 grams. This tends to give you, as a very approximate figure, from minus through to plus, about sort of just under 7 grams through till around 8 grams of coffee. So I'm just going to change that, and I've just left that sort of midway. And then again, press program once I've then set it to say that I'm happy with that. Again, pressing the program, the plus button through the program. Next one that comes up is the grinder. Now, as I mentioned in one of the previous podcasts, you can set, whether it be the Frankie Flair, the Saphira, Cafe Swiss, X9, in fact, all of the Swiss-made machines, you can set it to take your coffee from either of the two grinders or hoppers. So you can run the machine with two beans, which we find it works incredibly well because different coffees work for different drinks. So you could have one coffee bean that's particularly good for travelling through milk, for anything milk related like cappuccinos or lattes, and you could have a different type of bean that might have a, you know, a small robusta content in it or something to give it a bit more of a kick for a good black or espresso coffee. Again, the choice is entirely up to yourselves. Once the machine is set up, there is no complication to it whatsoever. All you're going to notice is that one hopper will literally be dropping at a slightly different rate to the other. So again, looking at this particular one, I can then select if I want to take it from one or the other grinder. I'm going to leave that for the moment and just go on to the next setting. Next one on the Frankie Flair is the pre-inject. So you can either have it long or short, and very simply that's when you start for your coffee. It will do a pre-injection of water, which is just a very good way of setting the coffee down, and it just helps get the full flavour once you're then running the water through the coffee. Now, next one after that is then temperature. I always recommend on all the bean to cup machines that you keep it on high, especially for anything milk related, because the average temperature that you end up getting with your drink, the coffee temperature normally runs in the early 90s, whereas the milk temperature can be anything from late 60s to early 70s. So you're trying to get an average temperature, which we'll come on to in a minute when we do the cappuccino and latte selections. So again, I'm just going to run through that. And that's pretty much everything you really need to know on setting it up. So then I'm just going to come out of there, press exit once, and it comes back to press product key. So that would be exactly the same settings, whether it be for coffee or espresso. On the machines like the Flair in particular, where you can then have either, you might have it set that it's got two espressos or a 2x coffee button, it will simply do 2x whatever the single espresso and coffee is set at. You can do 2 black coffee drinks through the machine, but only one milk-related drink at a time. So just moving on to the cappuccino, and I'm just going to demonstrate the cappuccino. It's exactly the same for the latte, just to show you whether you've got the latte or milky coffee, depending on how your machine's set up and termed. So we're going to press for the cappuccino.